Hi, it's Tim Heidecker standing in front of Nashville's famous Knoll building.
Hi, Office Hours viewers and listeners. This is DJ Doug Pound, and I really miss Tim and Vic.
And I'm excited to report that today's episode is a classic best of Office Hours. We wish we could be live, but as you know, I'm out here on the road with Vic Berger and a very good band.
I can't take it anymore, so we're going to have to show you the greatest hits of Office Hours today, all right? And I know you missed my signature drops.
Doug.
And you'll be getting them next week, live in the studio.
And we hope you enjoy some of our favorite moments from Office Hours Live. You're going to enjoy it.
How many activities of the day are in this?
I'm not sure. I haven't scanned the footage yet.
But I got some good news. Now I get to go skateboarding because we're going to be showing greatest hits of Office Hours today.
It's going to be a lot of activities of the day. Probably all of them are in there, and you guys can use that to calm down, you know, get your intrusive thoughts going, get them spinning, and leave your house.
Go ahead.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Nerves here because I consider us friends.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, a lot of people in show business, definitely acquaintances.
Yes, but we go back now.
We could say we go back. So. Yeah.
And you know, I have pictures of you holding my children.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have running pictures of me holding you. Trying to pick you up. But I want this to go well. And so I just thought we could start with something a little more formal. It's usually much more loose as it is right now. Yeah. But I think because we're recording this and some things let's are going it. To live yeah. in posterity, yeah. let's just stick to the script.
Exactly.
So, hey, everybody. All right, let's take...
Pretend we're just...
This show is loose. I like that.
No, it's not loose. It's tight. Hey, everybody. Hey, everyone. I should say, I'm just going to read this. I could riff off this, but I'm going to read it.
No, do it right.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Office Hours Live. I'm your host, Tim Heidecker, and my guest today is the one and only... Bob Odenkirk.
Hey, Tim. Happy to be here.
We're so glad to hear that. We've got a lot to get to, but why don't we start with a simple one? What have you been up to?
Oof, well, I recently had a heart attack. I'm currently starring in Better Call Saul, which is on the AMC movie channel. I was also in Mr. Show and other movies.
Cool. And what was this movie Nobody you were in all about?
Well, it's an action movie, Tim, where I fight bad guys to protect my family.
And you wrote a book?
Yes.
Is it an autobiography?
Yes.
Tell me more about the book and the new show on AMC.
Well, the book is about my life and growing up, as well as many jobs I've had as an actor and a writer. My new show, Better Call Paul,
Better is about Saul.
My character, Saul Goodman, who was on Breaking Bad, starring Bryan Cranston. It's the story of a lawyer in Mexico.
Is it a lot of fun to be an actor?
Well, it's fun, but it's also hard work.
Did you always want to be an actor?
Yes.
What time is the show Better Call Saul on?
It's on 9 p.m. on AMC.
9 p.m. it is, and I will be tuning in.
I'll be tuning in as well to watch myself. Uh-huh. I also tune in each and every week to Office Hours Live with Tim Heidecker. It is a fun show, and Tim, as you are already aware, I love to laugh. So thank you for inviting me on as a guest, Tim, and sign up for the Patreon while you're at it, okay? Patreon.com/Office Hours Live.
Thanks, Bob, for your support.
End.
All right, well, thanks for coming in.
All right, Eric, what are we cooking here? Everyone loves burgers.
Everyone loves a burger.
Am I not going to do that?
And, you know, back in Philadelphia, we were a big burger guys. You know, just that's what it was. These big, sloppy, drippy, two-pounders.
Greasy boys.
Yeah, then you move to California, smash burgers, everyone knows about it. It's a craze.
Yeah.
Super crispy, super charred, and that's what's in my book. We do a Smashheim. My secret sauce, I'm going to put you to work today to make a delicious Smashheim. So what we're going to do first is you got to butter your buns. Spread that out a little bit. Here's the secret to Smashheim right here. You don't even have to buy the goddamn book. We put some bacon in that. Butter buns, let's put it in.
Ooh, look at that sizzle, Vic.
How's that sizzle, Cam? Let's start with the sauce. So Eric's secret sauce, it's really easy. It's just the same amount of mayo ketchup, mustard, a little bit of sriracha if you want that kick, which I think you do.
Ready? All right, here we go. Ready?
Get it in. Oh, that's really nice.
And then a little bit of relish.
It's almost like a French, you know, Thousand Island dressing with a little kick.
Now, I didn't do a precise measure. That looks pretty close. What do you think?
Looks very close. Let me just do a dippler. All right, we're salt.
Vic's miking the onions.
All right, how are we doing here?
You ready to make the patty?
Yeah. Why don't you do another butter bun when while I'm mixing the meat? We got the bacon in the ground beef. I'm gonna do a quick mix. Salt and pepper, of course. Always be aggressive with your salt and pepper. Now we just make like a 3 ounce patty.
Are you just eyeballing that?
You're just eyeballing.
What are we looking for? Like a bigger than a baseball, bigger than a small ball.
Bigger than a baseball, smaller than a golf ball. What you want is when it flattens, you get beef that's coming out of that bun.
Okay.
Get your grill screaming hot. I'm talking 10.
Let me test. Oh, that's hot.
Big butter patty right on the base of this. Let's drop it right in. There we go.
Wow, look at that, Vic.
It's going nuts. We take our parchment paper, place it down. Now we smash.
Get in there.
Yeah. Really put some pressure on there.
Wow. It's a bit of a workout. Look how big that is. Get in there.
Bigger than the bun.
Look at that.
And that's how we smash here.
Okay. And now you're not putting no lettuce or tomato on. There's nothing.
Hell no.
Oh!
There she is.
Look at that.
Right when you flip, you drop the American cheese right on there.
We're in American cheese. Yeah. I'm definitely having the first burger. My house, my rules.
Look at that. Look at that crisp edge on that.
Oh, that crisp. That crisp. Oh, that crisp. Duck crisp!
Ooh, duck crisp!
Thought you'd wear something colorful, just something a little more Christmassy.
I had a really hard year and I wasn't able to coordinate the outfit tonight. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
Oh, great. All right, well, thanks for coming out.
It was an act.
I'm sorry!
Stop that! So what's been going on?
Alrighty then.
So much. You can only imagine. No, it's exciting to be out for Christmas. The day after Easter, I go, when is it?
Yeah.
Right? I just get
you
so anxious.
You seem like you're a big Christmas head.
I'm more of an Easter girl.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah, but Christmas would be second for me.
What does it do to you, Christmas?
There's something about it. Well, I have four girls. They're 4, 2, 8, and 12.
Oh, my God.
And it's really for them.
Yeah.
And so me and their dad, we go crazy at the house.
Oh, my God.
And Christmas is next weekend. Okay, it's next weekend. I can't believe that. And I looked and I called.
Are you ready for it?
I called Mark and I said, we're fucked. It's next week. And the girls are going quite crazy.
So you're not ready?
I'm not ready. I'm ready. But this is every year. And then Mark says, this is what you do every year.
Yeah.
You freak out. And then, but of course, I'm the one robbing presents all night. Where is he? Asleep.
No. Do you have like anything wrapped yet? Or what is going on?
Nothing's wrapped. The rec room is a mess.
Do you have decorations?
I have decorations in boxes. They're starting to come out and the girls like to help, but it takes more time. And every year I go, I'm going to write myself a letter. I'm going to go, don't leave it to the last minute. Get the girls down early and make them help. Kind of enforce that on them. But I never do.
Now, when do you... do you have a tree?
We have two trees.
What is this light?
No, I want that.
Oh, yeah, she did.
We have two trees at the house.
Two lights. For...
Yeah.
They have a big house.
They're in conversation.
Oh, really?
Because if you have one, what's the statement? Mm-hmm. Only in proximity to something else does a message really come across, right? And that's applicable to so much in life as well. And I see a lot of people nodding and even a few tears, so that's good.
So you... The two trees are in the same room together.
You know, they're sort of scattered. They're directly in opposition. They're in the same. Are they in the same room? They can see each other.
Picture. Close your eyes. Picture.
I'm picturing
house.
The house. Again, it was a hard year, so there's a lot of other imagery coming up. But yeah, one's in the den, one's in the other one. So yeah, they're in conversation. I lost the question.
What do you mean they're in conversation?
I just mean they're in conversation. There's kind of a solemn acknowledgement from one to the other, and they're kind of in static opposition. They don't move, of course. Right. But they do. There's kind of a dance. There's that choreography of decorations and Christmas. And I'm always moved by, again, more of an Easter girl, but I do.
What is it about Easter you
when
like
you break
so
out
much?
A basket, it just changes. There's something, I don't know. It's the eggs. It's the imagery. It's the hiding. Uh-huh. And the girls go crazy.
Nine and twelve.
And I forget. I laugh. I'm laughing because of how fulfilling my private life is, and how I'm so happy. I have work, and I love the boys, and I love all the energy from you boys. But
what's your tradition?
I love my girls at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Eric Bauza. You're the voices of all the.
Daffy, Porky, Foghorn, Elmer.
Marvin the Martian, isn't that lovely, Earth creature?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I enjoy Office Hours Live, but it blocks my view of Venus.
Extremely low ratings. Very, very low.
Money Mark. He's here. Wow.
You're stuttering, kid. Why don't you spit it out? What do you want me to do?
I can't take it any longer. I quit.
Oh, yeah? You're gonna quit?
That's right,
Mo. We'll find somebody else to do your job. We'll put on a Bozo the Clown wig and be just fine.
Well, good luck to you. Let's go, Curly.
And that's right, Doc. Thanks for having me.
Yikes.
Wow. Daffy, which to me is Richard Dreyfuss with a lift.
It really is.
It really is.
Yes.
I'll say Green Island is like the freeway between here and Pasadena. No curves.
Like an episode of Scoob with Shaggy.
No way.
Yeah. Tim and Eric, they're so funny.
There it is, another one.
They're so hilarious.
Tattoo, bring these bags to their room.
Your body?
Your body.
Is a wonderland.
Is a wonderland.
Oh, wow.
You know, these Canadians, they come over the border. And they take all the jobs. You know, we got to build a wall around Canada. Mm. French fries, cheese, and gravy. I believe they call it Putin.
Oh.
It's a food they like. And I could have Putin in my mouth all day.
Hey, guys. You know, Biden.
Don Jr., get Biden back to your room.
Biden is, and the radical liberals are making it so hard for everybody.
Barney, we got a big problem.
Oh, what's that, Fred?
The dinosaur just took a big shit on our car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I gotta get my shovel.
Enough's enough.
How's it going? Is everything okay?
Sure, Paul. Why would it not be okay? It's fine. How are you guys?
It's inspired by me.
I'm good. You look
I haven't
different.
Seen you in red before.
Yeah. You look different.
It's younger
you
today.
Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I went down to the world-famous wigmaster, Paul Blackstone, and he gave me a unique and special look that has really changed my life, to be quite honest.
Can you get even closer to camera? Can we get a close-up on that?
Oh, yeah.
What does it look like from behind? Can we see reverse?
Can you describe how it changed your life in a few ways?
They don't. There's a different tone, a different coloring.
It's cool
between your natural hair and your new piece there.
Well, I can't see what it looks like back there. Does it look good?
From the front,
it
looks great.
Does it look
great.
Good?
Yeah. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
I mean,
man.
When I go into a store or something, I mean, I'm getting looks from people that tell me, hey, this guy's got, he's got something. And I can just feel the confidence, more confident, and it's, you know.
Good. How does it stay on? Is it taped up there, or does it come easy on, easy off? Or?
I mean, it is, it's it's clipped, and it's a little bit of glue.
Can you swim in it?
Yeah, I can swim in it. And, you know, Mr. Blackstone, he said, you know, because I just got this, and he said it's going to itch. It's gonna itch for a couple of weeks, but it's going to that'll go away. It's kind of like, you know, you grow a beard. It kind of itches at the beginning. But so I'm getting used to it. And my wife, I haven't seen her since I started wearing this.
Where's she been? Where is she?
I don't know.
I'll let my wife do it. She doesn't work.
But
all right,
I can wear it. Like I can wear it with my Newt Gingrich hat.
Look at that,
your Newt Gingrich hat,
which is a good look.
Yeah,
and I'm loving it.
Sounds like it, Phil. Well, good for you.
Get used to it.
It's funny with the red shirt and the ear things in. You look like you're on Star Trek or something. I don't know. Very interesting.
A good show.
Yeah, no, you look cool.
I take that as a compliment.
It's weird. The color is odd. I just want to get that out of the way. The color is odd because your eyebrows are very dark, and then you got salt and pepper going on in the back, and then we have this shock of kind of orange up top. So
well,
it's
this is an autumn. This is my autumn look. You know, I got the leaves are changing colors, and that's sort of the look I'm going for.
Get some cinnamon up
and,
there. Salt, pepper, cinnamon.
Yeah.
So, what color will you get springtime?
Oh, that's a good question.
Green.
Green.
So you will change your wig. You'll
too
swap.
Natural, but
you'll just do different wigs, or do you dye that wig, or what? How does that work?
Yeah, you can swap them out. I can. Mr. Blackstone will exchange them.
Let me ask you a question. How much does a wig like that go for?
This is probably about $900. It's human hair.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well,
professionally
I'm happy
sculpted
for it. Whatever
to,
makes you happy,
my...
we're supportive of it.
Yeah.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I'm warning you with peace and love. You're about to watch someone. You're going to watch some of Vic's original work. We've been collecting these Lick Lip clips. And we said, Vic, you want to put a little sauce on this? You want to do a little bit of what you do? And he came back, sent us a thing. I'm telling you, I was screaming. My family thought there was something wrong with me. I was screaming. I don't want to oversell it. I also want you to be prepared that you guys are gonna lose your shit right now. So hang on to something. And let's take it away with the Ronnie Wood. This is a supersized Ronnie Wood special edition Lick Lips with Ronnie Wood video coming at you right now on Office Hours.
You know, Brian Wilson sort of proved himself to be like a really amazing composer.
Yeah.
And I was into chords and harmonies and stuff at that time. And we ended up, it's kind of like a rivalry.
Yeah.
We'd put a song out and Brian would hear it and he'd do one. It's just nice, like me and John. You know, you kind of try and top each other all the time. But he eventually came up with this God Only Knows.
That was Pet Sounds, Tom, right?
On Pet Sounds, ooh. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh no. All right, there it is. You're so devious, Vic, because you're just like, you're scrolling forward and backward over this moment that really is a very insignificant moment.
Right, right.
But then
he does those licks a lot, though. Something's going on there.
I love Ronnie's like fully in some kind of drug or alcohol or rock zone when he's playing. Uh-huh. And then that lick starts, like something's licking your face, and then you kind of snap out of it.
He comes out of it when Nick licks his tongue off his mouth.
Nah. 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 Hey, we're on fucking that's from Saturday Night Live, actually, I think. That clip. We're on fucking TV, Mick. You fucking lick my lips. What's the matter with you? Fucking stay away.
Only I lick my lips.
Don't lick me anymore. Don't come in my fucking face and lick my lips with your fucking tongue. Your cigarette breath all over my nose.
He got great show. So long, too, yeah. until he finally...
Oh, great show. Great show, Ronnie. Great. Oh, that was great. This is Keith coming up to Ronnie after the show. Great show, Ronnie. It was fucking great, man. Saturday Night Live, man. Saturday Night Live. Great playing. What's the matter, Ronnie? Fuck off. What's the matter, man? Did you see me? He come up and licked me right in the fucking mouth with his fucking fucking beer breath. He licked me right on the fucking mouth. And they had a fucking close-up on me. And now everyone's laughing at me. It's all right, man. It's rock and roll. It's not fucking rock and roll, man. That's not what I signed up for, Keith. You don't see Rod Stewart fucking licking my face in the fucking faces. I'm out. I'm done. You tell Mick, if he licks me one more time, you're going to get it in the fucking jaw. Oh, you're going to fucking knock him the fuck out.
Everybody just moved out.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ronnie, it's me, Mick. I want to apologize, all right? I thought you'd be into it. I thought it was just a nice playful moment with the two of us. But don't do it again. All right. I'm do a cartoon that's just all these rock stories of these guys.
Maybe Mick is jealous because he doesn't have a guitar. He can't do licks.
He's, yeah. Right,
right. So he's like, I'll do my own licks. Licks.
I'll do me. I got to get me licks in somehow. Oh, dear. You're sulking over there, Ronnie. What happened? Charlie Watts. You're sulking over there, Ronnie. What happened? You had a bad show. Out of tune. Couldn't hear yourself in the monitors. No, fuck off. Mick, lick me again. Lick me right in the fucking nose. His fucking tongue went up me nostril.
Maybe he's trying to get some of that cocaine. He's coming up there like a hummingbird.
I was gonna take a. I'm gonna walk out a little bit. Hold on.
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna take a breather. Like get some air or something.
Jeez. What's going on?
I don't know.
You okay?
Yeah. Can you guys do the show? Like I'm just gonna step out.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Sorry, folks.
Watch my dog.
I'll be back.
Well, take the.
Take
I'll keep an eye on the dog. Don't worry about it.
Take the Vic Vision with you. Have Vic Vision right. today?
Is it up?
Take Vic Vision with you in case something right. happens. Get some fresh air.
I'll be all right. I'll be like in a couple minutes. I'll be all right. Guys. Jeez.
My goodness.
Weird.
That happened to you a few years ago. Remember that? You had the bathrooms situation at the old office. That was pretty.
Well,
intense.
Sometimes it happens. I mean,
like a diarrhea situation.
I had a panic attack.
He had a panic attack.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Came out of nowhere, and it really. I mean,
they always do.
I don't want to get.
I don't think
get into that right now.
I hope he's not having one of those because those suck.
Well, it's nice out right now. It's perfect temperature out there. Let him just catch his breath. In fact, why don't
I got plenty of drops, Tim. I can cover.
Oh, we can cover. I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about my friend.
Okay.
Wes, do we have Vic Vision working? Let's see what's going on.
Check in on that.
What the fuck? Where? Vic?
What the hell?
Where
that's
the hell
outside
is...
your house, Tim?
No, it's not outside
that
my house.
It doesn't look like...
That's in some kind of other dimension or something. Vic, can you hear me?
Maybe he took a... Glendale
Vic?
Has...
This is... I'm a little worried about it. We might be... have.
I don't know where I am.
Whoa.
Tim, can you come outside?
Did he take those gummies today?
Yeah, he's been taking those gummies,
I think. He ate them today before the show?
Something.
Matt, is it okay to take drugs before the show?
I mean,
Vic,
this is personal
come back
business.
To me, baby. Where are you, man?
Are you there, Tim? I am here.
Where are you?
I'm outside. I walked outside, and this is what happened.
But we don't, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching at home, I don't live in the middle of the desert. Capiche? So somehow your Vic Vision has accessed your trip that you're on. This is.
I mean,
Vic, how many gummies did you eat?
I ate like two bags. And
two
I,
bags?
I,
you're
I
supposed boof, to have like
I,
one gummy.
And I boofed the other
you
half.
You know what? Let me see. What can we do here?
This
Matt,
is,
do you have any ideas?
If I make it, tell my kids. If I don't make it, tell my kids I love them.
Where are you?
We got to talk him down or something. Vic, you're going to be all right, buddy.
I'm just gonna run around
if you don't make it, I'll take care of the dog. I'll set it free in the forest.
Okay. I wonder if somebody can help. Do we have anybody? Let's see the chat. Is there anybody, any experts in here?
Like a drug expert?
You know what? This is crazy. I'm kind of starstruck right now. We have we have Hamilton. Is that really Hamilton?
Oh, my God.
Let me see. Looks.
He's in the chat.
Anybody
to
help
Zoom?
Me?
He's in this. I see him right there. Is
Hamilton.
This, I don't know if I'm hallucinating.
Hamilton. Are
Hamilton.
You there?
Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
What are the chances?
What? This is a little. I'm
this
a little freaked out. Just because. What are the odds that you'd be in the? I don't know you. I didn't know you were a fan of the show. And here you are. And my friend Vic is having some trouble with. With these psilocybin mushroom pills or gummies. Is there something you could say to him that can help him come off the, get back from this desert wasteland?
They're strawberry flavored.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't need to worry. Vic's gonna be totally fine. He ate a fungus in the genus Psilocybe, contains a drug, psilocybin, and that it's a prodrug, but he doesn't need to worry about that. There's lots of enzymes in your body that will cleave that phosphate ester and liberate psilocin, and that is going to enter his brain. I mean, quintillions of molecules are going to enter his brain.
Jesus.
And they are going to travel to the cerebral cortex, to cortical pyramidal neurons, bind to the 5-HT2A receptor, 5-HT1A receptor. It's going to activate a signaling cascade intracellularly. And there's going to be, release of calcium from intracellular stores, but he's going to be fine.
Did you say it was a pro drug?
Yeah, it's a pro drug.
What does that mean?
It means it's inactive until it is metabolically transformed into an active species.
Okay, that doesn't.
Is this helping Vic?
Does any of that
click? Getting worse. It's getting worse. No.
That's not what we discussed.
I don't know.
That's not what we discussed. This has to be helping, right, Vic?
It's helping a lot. And,
okay, good.
Yes, and just the more I think about it, I'm gonna step inside here. Okay, I feel a little better now. Okay.
Are you a student who wants to be cool but doesn't want to flunk out of school? You don't want to get A's either. A's are for nerds. With this DVD, I'll teach you just enough math and science to get those B's. You don't want people to think you're some kind of egghead. I get straight A's, A plus. Because B's are just right. Not too dumb, not too bright. I'm Kevin Morby, and this is The Base, Me Like Bees, and Me Like DVD. I made way too many of these fucking DVDs. They're in the back of my Ford, and I'd rather push a Ford than drive a Chevy. If you don't buy this DVD, I'll drive the Ford straight into the Pacific Ocean. Don't believe me? Here's what a satisfied customer says.
I watched Kevin Morby's More Bees DVDs, and my grades went from D's and C's to big fat B's. I'm glad I didn't get any A's. Thanks, Kevin.
If you want to grow up to be a slacker indie rocker just like me, you're going to need Kevin Morby's More Bees on DVD. Kevin Morby's More Bees DVD, only available at the merch table at Kevin Morby Concerts.
Anyway, Doug, you've got some. You got a new segment we're doing called Doug's EDM News.
Yeah, EDM News. After months of single drops, Hardwell finally releases his full-length album, Rebels Never Die. That is guaranteed to be full of bangers. Luka Jacar continues his musical legacy as he releases his latest EP, Supreme Emptiness. Alien Wobblebird from Wookiee just dropped their debut release, Wobble Drug.
As you want me to do this going forward?
Huh?
You want me to do this going forward?
This is about as good as you do my ass.
Burn, boy. Burn, baby, burn.
Grizz is in the news. He just dropped his Grizzmas live show. His live show is back December 9th and 10th at the Masonic Temple in Detroit.
Nice.
Mr. Black fuses music and technology.
Mr. Black.
With a mind-blowing live set using Tesla electric vehicles.
Oh. What?
What?
You're just the sound system from Teslas?
Rez is back. She just announced her new label, Hypnovision. Motez teams up with Screwfizzer for the blistering house track Get It Done. And that's EDM news for the week.
Thank you, Doug, for the update. Congratulations to all the artists who are continuing to...
I'm glad to know what's going on with Mr. Black.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, so Mr. Black uses Teslas as part of his live show?
That's the headline I read.
Mr. Black.
Let's take a hothead hotline. Is there anybody on the hothead hotline?
Let's see, Wes, can you run the number real quick? Let's see if anybody... Okay. Oh, yeah, we do have somebody. Randy.
Randy. Randy, are you there?
Randy, you're on the line. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Randy. What can I do for you?
Yeah, hi. How are you? My daughter, this is Randy Newman, and my daughter said you said some very nice things about me, so I wanted to call you and thank you.
Okay. Who? Is this a joke?
Huh? No.
The Randy Newman.
It is I.
This is not Randy Newman. Not. Get out of here. Who is this?
Okay.
It is. It is. Why would I lie?
Well, it's probably as a prank. People like to prank me. They know that I'm a huge fan.
I'm a huge fan.
And I got Kurt Vile here, who's a huge fan.
I've covered...
Well, I'm a fan of his as well.
Nuh-uh.
Wait a minute. This is not Randy Newman. Just drop it, dude. Who is this?
Well, let me think about that for a second. No, this is really Randy Newman. I'd never...
I'm going to cry.
Wait a minute.
Why would he know the Hothead Hotline?
If this is Randy Newman, I don't believe it is, but I'll... Let's do a little Randy Newman quiz.
Yes, Randy.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. How old is Randy Newman?
77.
Hello, Newman. Right.
So he's got the same Wikipedia open that I got.
He's good.
This guy's good.
Yeah.
Hello, Newman.
No, my daughter's a big fan of the show, and I've watched it some, and
what do you think?
I'm a fan as well. I like it.
Really?
I like your voice. I like your voice, too.
You mean,
yeah,
wait.
You sound like Clapton.
Kurt Vile? Are you talking about Kurt Vile or Tim Heidecker?
Tim.
Okay. I sound like Clapton?
Sounds like.
Yeah, who do I sound like?
I think so, a little bit. Yeah.
What do you think of this, what do you think of Eric Clapton?
I like him. He seemed nice enough when I met him.
Tim, I think it's really
I never have quite understood the extreme, you know, sort of veneration for him among guitar players. You know, that's just stupid to talk this way, but I mean...
No, I want you to be frank with me, Randy. I don't want you to be okay. Randy with me.
He plays, I don't know, one note at a time.
Yeah, slow.
How? What?
Yeah, sometimes.
How many notes at a time do you play?
I can play 5-6 notes at a time.
Oh man,
I really can.
I love it. I love you.
Hotliner, what's your name?
My name's Court.
Court.
Yeah, Court. Court.
Oh yeah.
I want to play a game called Fantasy Basketball. Close your eyes.
Happy to close them. There's nothing for me to look at.
Yeah, okay, so close your eyes and then just imagine you're just running down the court, dribbling the ball.
Got it.
Going down court. You're doing a spin move. Whoop. Look out. And then, all right, so now you play fantasy basketball. You're the opposing team. I'm dribbling against you, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I'm coming at you, Tim. Do a through the leg. Oh.
Is this the game? We're actually just playing fantasy basketball.
I know. I'm going to grab your ball, pop it.
All right. I blocked the ball. You took a shot, and I blocked the shot. I stuffed you.
Yeah, nice.
Wow. And then I grabbed it, and I ran down the other end, and then I did a slam dunk, and the back glass broke.
Oh, nice work, buddy.
Shattered it.
What about Frank? I want to know Frankie's fantasy.
Oh, Neil on that ass.
Where are you at, Frankie?
I just grabbed the ball and went between his legs, and he's like, oh, shit. And I get a layup.
Pass over to Will Sheff, who's our center.
I pull a chain, and 100 other basketballs fall from the ceiling. I don't know which is the right one.
Chaos. It's chaos on the court.
And then I high-fived Captain Carlin. What did he do?
Ejected you from the game because he's the referee. That was a delight.
That was very relaxing.
I'm going to do that later tonight when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Good game.
That was a fun set.
Good game.
You guys in the showers, Nick.
Jordan Peterson's new rules. Change the oil in your car every 3,000 miles. Do not leave your car running with the garage door closed. Turn off your phone, turn off your GPS or maps software, and just go for a drive. Just get out on the open road and have no plans of where you're going.
These are all rules of the road.
Hell, just let yourself get lost. Hell,
that's a perfect impression right there. Just the word hell,
hell, hell, hell, hell. I'd be the first to tell you if there was an easier way. Hell, solve disagreements with a drag race. Run over a squirrel if you encounter one in the street. If you merely maim it, back up and finish the job. Drive barefoot. Ignore pedestrians. It's their responsibility to avoid you. It's a hierarchy of driving. Remove your muffler. And do not be afraid to rev your engines at stoplights. It brings out your internal male rage that lies beneath the surface that society shuns and cancels so often because before you are able to display it to the world. You'll feel the rage burning psychologically. You'll feel it in your solar plexus. Put your hand... I notice when he gets emotional, he starts getting really high. Put your hand on your heart when a DeLorean drives past. They're rare to see these days, but also Back to the Future is my favorite movie.
I'm kind of getting a little pissed as well. I'm annoyed. You can tell I'm annoyed because of the Burger Clan back there. Like, I feel like I'm getting whole Doug, you know what I mean? I'm getting holes drilled in the back of my head by this one.
Hey, oh,
I'm
trying to stay up, follow you here. That's all.
Matt, does he have to sit there?
Oh, what do you want me to do?
Is there somebody that could, like,
throw me out?
I hate to.
You wouldn't throw me out, would you?
Oh my god!
So,
get him out.
You want us to get him out?
Get him out of here!
Get him out!
Get him the hell out! He's resisting. He's resisting.
Cameras.
Oh my god!
Get him out!
Get him out of here!
Darren, get him out!
Wow!
Get him out!
That's the bit.
That's
the bit.
Whoa!
That's my show.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all been a big goof.
Thank you.
We have with us in the studio an actual American gladiator.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, baby.
We got Malibu here.
What's up? Malibu in the house.
Malibu, one of the old original.
Number two is not in America's DNA.
Are you watching this shit show?
Oh, man. I'm howling. You hear me?
You loving it?
They keep going.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Hi, I'm Dave England, and when I'm not pooping on the big screen or drinking pig semen, I prefer drinking drinkable tomato sauce from Chef Boyardee's Drinkable Sauce Kit. And boy, are ye gonna love it. Here's how it works. Just grab a can of Chef Boyardee pasta from your cupboard, strain out the pasta with the included strainer, Add some water with the included measuring cup. Shake it up and enjoy. Mmm. Move over, V8. Get a life, Mox. Because Boyardee is a joy partee in your mouth. And boy, are me bowels stimulated after just a few sips. Now I'm ready to take a shit. Available exclusively at Come and Go gas stations.
So, you know, speaking about like being happy and everything, I always get these intrusive thoughts, you know, going on. And
yeah.
And what I've learned is that you need to separate your thoughts from you. You're not your thoughts. And you can separate them and you can accept them or not buy them, push them away. So I always get these like negative thoughts coming at me, like, whatever, you're bald, you're fat, whatever it is.
If it's true, Jerry.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah. But it's no, anyway. But now I just like, I close my eyes, visualize it, breathe, and it goes away. So I wanted to try that with you guys, with everybody, if everybody could try this. So basically, what you do is to be more grateful to yourself, you thank your brain for the thought. When you get like an intrusive thought, like whatever it is, you say, thank you for that, brain. But it's not helpful
I can't use that right now.
Right, exactly. So after, I'll say an intrusive thought. Well, you'll hear an intrusive thought. And then in unison, everyone will say, thanks for that thought, brain, but it's not helpful right now. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right? So let's try this. Let's try this out here. Could be a disaster, but we'll see.
You have a recording of a thought?
I have some thoughts here. Okay. We're going to calm down here. Everybody close their eyes.
Okay.
Take a big, deep breath. One more. Your heart rate's slowing,
right?
Do
this at home if you're listening.
Yeah. Okay.
If you go to the party, you will crap your pants and everyone will hate you.
That's not true. Thank you for the thought, Brian. But that's not helpful right now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Very good.
The Grateful Dead wrote far better songs than the Beatles.
Thank you for that thought, Brian. That's not helpful right now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jordan Peterson is the world's leading intellectual and he is totally normal and you are just taking him out of context.
Thank you for that, Brian.
I agree
with
that.
That's not helpful right now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, good. Two more.
If Johnny Carson were alive today, he would greatly respect the comedy of James Corden.
Thank you for that thought. Brain, that's not helpful right now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chubby Checker will never have another hit at the top of the Billboard charts, and guess what? The twist is not even that good of a song.
Thank you for that thought, Brain. That's not helpful right now.
Bye-bye.
One more big breath.
I am cleansed.
There you go. Doesn't that feel nice?
I want to do that bit every week.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the puns have to be true stories.
Wait, oh my God. We all can grow.
Happy birthday to you.
What is this?
I'm Dennis Quaid's assistant. He sent me
and I'm kind of
rushed.
She sent me to give you this. Wait a minute.
Dennis Quaid's assistant.
Do we have a camera on her? What the
hell? Yeah, we got a camera.
What is it? Who are you?
Why don't you sit down?
Well, I want to get
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I don't want.
It's a snap.
I don't know Dennis Quaid. Sit down for a sec. Just calm down.
Okay.
What the fuck is this?
Hi, how are
it's
you?
It's Snapple. Hi.
Hi.
So, what's your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, are you okay? Are you all right?
I don't know how to respond to that. No, I'm in a rush. I'm having like a hard moment.
Okay, well,
I fucked something up with Dennis this morning, and I'm just like, I'm trying to make it up to him by doing this, but I'm like,
so Dennis, here's my problem, Tiffany. I don't know Dennis Quaid, so I'm a little confused.
Look, don't shoot the messenger right now. Like, I'm his assistant. I don't know what to tell you. He gave me this address, so obviously he knows Tim Hoodwink. And
I'm Tim Heidecker, by the way. I'm not Tim Hoodwink. I don't know what Tim Hoodwink is.
I must have made a mistake. I must have made a big mistake by saying hoodwink. I'm so sorry. He showed me something you saw. I said, what? Okay, so I think you're the same person. I messed up. I made a mistake.
It's okay. I just your energy's nuts.
I'm sorry.
No disrespect. I'm just saying you're.
Nice guy, Dennis Quaid. Nice guy.
Oh my God, he's like an angel.
Yeah.
He's like such a good boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good to me. But I don't like making him angry for that reason because he's good to me and I fucked up.
What happened? What do you mean you fucked up?
Well, this morning, I was spraying. I was cleaning as a bird, like cockatiel, some kind of like...
Cockatoo.
Yeah. And I was spraying his cage with Windex. I was, you know, getting each line.
Okay.
And...
Metal cage?
It's a metal cage.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, a little bit later, I look and the bird is fucked up.
Oh, no.
And I'm sorry to say, I don't want to use this language freely. I don't usually talk like this, but her clit...
What?
...was engorged. Her clit. The clit of the bird was engorged. You're upset with me for the language. I'm sorry. I know. I don't usually go around saying, oh, her clit this, her clit that. I don't talk like that. Tits, titties.
No, I understand. I didn't know. I don't know the anatomy of a bird. I don't know that birds have such...
She already had an enlarged clit. It went from Cheerio, and now it's looking like a lifesaver gummy. But I'm saying to myself, it's going to go down.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to leave it. It's going to go down. An hour goes by, an hour and a half.
Your one tasty bird, you want something?
But whatever, I'm like, I got to do other stuff. So I'm making Dennis a snack. He likes onions boiled in water. He blends it up. It's like it gives him, he likes this. He likes this.
Okay.
So I do this for him. And all of a sudden, I can't find the bird. And I look over into the pot, and I suppose that the bird went to take flight to be feel free for her last moment. And at the exact moment that her clit could not, you don't like when I say that, I'm sorry. Is at the moment
like
that
either,
she couldn't hold herself up anymore, it was right above the pot.
Oh, no.
So now
you boiled the bird.
His onions and water is more like a sock, I would say. No, he doesn't know it's more like a sock because of the bird.
What
you say?
Why is it more like a sock?
I don't understand why it's more like a
why
sock.
Why is it a sock when a bird goes in there?
A sock.
Yeah. Like a
chicken sock.
Oh, stock.
Stock.
Okay, you said sounds like sock, like a man's sock.
Stock.
I heard sock.
Stock. So it's a stock.
He just hasn't found out yet, and I'm trying to figure out what to do.
You boiled the bird.
I boiled the bird. I didn't do it on purpose. He just... A series of events happened.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah,
buy him two birds as a replacement.
He knows this bird, though.
No, but then you get he has two, so that's
better. Birds
that's
come
better
and go.
Than,
I mean,
who's this?
I'm just a concerned citizen.
Two birds. He doesn't know those birds. This is his baby.
Okay, well, listen. So what did you?
But he'll get to know
so
them.
So when he's gonna have to, he's gonna find out.
I know. He told me I gotta go to Tim Hoodwink's house. Give him a fucking Snapple apple.
Why do I want an apple juice from Kevin Spade to Dennis?
It's Dennis
Spade.
Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Do Spade. Not mix him up with Kevin Spacey.
No, I would
not
never
like
believe
when that
him.
Happens.
He's one of the Brat Pack, right?
So, that's Kevin Randy
Dennis
Quaid.
Quaid?
Dennis Quaid's
not part of the Brat Pack.
He's in his
Absolutely
own category.
Not, no, you're thinking of Emilio Estevez.
Ah,
he played Jerry Lee Lewis.
What about Randy? Did you meet him? His brother?
No.
Take it away, Mark.
Thank
Rebelle.
You, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Can
so
Can I join
much.
In with you at all?
Absolutely. Okay. I'd rather you did.
Okay.
I'd rather you did.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony Weiner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Spotify.
going to the Bahamas, baby. Gonna go there quick, 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 quick. Gonna suck on a pina colada, baby, feeling good. Suck on a dick, baby. Together, it's vacation, baby. That's it. It's vacation, Vic. He's sucking dick with the pina colada. He's feeling good. It's vacation, Vic, in the Bahamas, and you know how he does it with wood. Taking it down. I'm on vacation. Hey, take me on vacation, Vic. Lay me on down. Put me on the lounge chair up inside the sand. It's high tide, I'm watching from the land. I'm on a sailboat, catamaran. I'm rocking and I'm rolling in the high seas. Damn, please, I need more, Vic. I need you to take me to vacation time. Damn, yo, it's Sweet 16 up inside the Hard Rock Riviera Maya. Yo, I got food and it's bad. Bad food, all-inclusive resort. This tastes like shit. I say, ah.
Thanks,
yes, Mark.
Wow. Yes, Mark.
Let's get our Casey Kasem's Lotto Picks of the Week. Katie, if anyone plays, I don't play lottery, but if I did, we now have a service here providing you with Casey's Picks. Casey's Picks are coming to you live here on Office Hours.
Beyond the grave.
And these are your Lotto numbers. These are three numbers that you can play in your daily Lotto. Let's hear them, Doug.
Want another one?
Here we go with Casey's Lotto Picks.
Okay, good. Yeah. Sure.
Go ahead, Casey. The floor is yours. What are the three numbers people should play? And by the way, if you win...
Now, on with the countdown.
Make sure you hit us up with a Patreon subscription at patreon.com/officehourslive. It's always a great way to support the show. Casey, what numbers do you have for us today?
I'm Casey Kasem.
Case?
Want another one?
I want the numbers, Casey.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, no.
So you have no numbers?
Gotcha.
What numbers do you have for us, Casey?
Sure. 6.
6. Okay, 6, everybody. What else?
Want another one?
Yes. Uh-huh. We want 3 numbers, Casey.
I'm ready.
Go for it.
Sure.
Go. Give us a number, Case.
1.
6? 1.
Okay. Want another one?
Yes. The third number, please.
I'm Casey Kasem.
I know, sir. We want the third number for the Lotto Picks.
Want another one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go.
Good.
Say it.
Gotcha.
Get us Casey. The third number, 4. Please. 4. Okay. We have 6, 1, 4. Those right. are the Lotto Picks.
Want another one?
No. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Listen, folks, a couple of business. We got a great show today. We're going to talk.
Casey Kasem.
Thank you, Casey.
I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye. Back to hell you go.
Oh, no.
Bye-bye. Back to hell.
This may seem to be a strange request.
Attention, fellow rock and rollers. Don't you wish you could have a home-cooked meal on the road? You can't always chop your breakfast on a mirror, and there's not enough room in the van for an air fryer or a microwave. That's why I invented the John Dwyer Dryer Fryer. I'm John Dwyer. My simple device can turn any clothing dryer into an oven. Hot dogs, frozen burritos, haggis, tater tots, or any other food that you want heated. Wrap the basket with some sweaty t-shirts and jeans and just toss it in. The heat from the dryer and the moisture from the clothes will cook your meal perfectly. Your duds will smell like meatballs, but that's a good thing. Food sure smells better than shit and cigarettes. Plus, the pungent odor will overpower the stench of Mary Jane when the fuzz pulls you over. That's not all. The Dwyer Fryer can hold up to 4 guitar pedals.
is specifically designed to fit into any Fender or Marshall amp, so you can hide anything you need. It's perfect for driving through Texas. You want to celebrate my fryer? Hire a choir. Ah! That's my fryer. I'm John Dwyer. If you like hot dogs, then you're going to love pizza. So turn any laundromat or green room dryer into your personal kitchen with the John Dwyer Dryer Fryer. Available exclusively at sweatwater.com. It's not weird at all.
What's your favorite swear word?
You really want me to say?
Yeah.
You sure?
Is it, as long as it's cunt.
Aye, it's the kind of one that's a biggie in America, but it's nothing here.
What is, oh, right, right. What's your favorite? I want you to say it.
Well, the C word.
Yeah, cunt. Yeah, fucking cunt.
I can't, like here in Glasgow, here in Glasgow, I don't know if it's a Scottish thing in general, but cunt get said a lot. But yeah, in America, it's got a really, really
it's nasty,
bad. It's a really terrible.
Well, it's specific. It's a specific. It, you know, it's specifically used against women because it's a dirty word for a private part. You know.
Yeah.
But I use it for anybody. You know, it's I'm not saying that she's. I mean, this fucking Vic was a cunt this morning.
Aye.
Comes in
America, I think it's got maybe kind of misogynistic sort of way here. Yeah. You say cunt for anything. You say, oh, I like that cunt.
We all saw Train Spotting. We know it's going on.
Aye. Shut the fuck up. I've had somebody come up to us, and, like somebody who spotted me for being on the telly, and went, are you that cunt for Lemmy Show? Can I get a picture? Yeah. It doesn't mean you're a fucking cunt. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Okay,
it's like
so what's
so almost like a neutral word, but it's still a swear word.
What's a word? What's a hurtful word that you could or would use or like to use that isn't harmless?
You could say cunt. No, it depends. How you
it's
say
like it. Aloha for Scotland. It can be used.
You know,
for
there's certain words in certain languages. The same word can mean five different things depending on how you say it and the tone and the kind of how you sing it.
Yeah,
it's maybe almost like that, but mate. Almost calling somebody mate is almost like the most kind of like the start, the beginning of violence.
Right.
Mate, just like normal mate, you know. What's that, mate?
Oh, yeah.
Just like that.
Those are fighting words.
Aye, it's like, just saying mate, it's like you say it like because, a fight's about to start. If you heard somebody say to somebody else, you know, what's that, mate? It normally means, right, something bad's about to happen.
I like
it's not
that.
Really, it's not a swear word, but. Cunt's my favorite.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Okay.
Cunt.
Pride in Canada.
Scott in Canada. You there?
Hi. Can you see me?
Oh, my God. It's Scott from the Kids in the... Get down. Get down. Scott, you son of a bitch.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, wait, okay. That doesn't sound good.
Well, this is a lot of people to suddenly see. I didn't know these other three. I don't feel comfortable with them.
I have a question about your camera angle. Am I turkey dinner? Am I your meal? Because it looks like I'm about to be eaten.
Well, I'm looking at the Pope's nose. Do you know what that is on a turkey? Do we say that anymore?
No, what's the Pope's nose?
Pope's nose is what Protestants in my country used to refer to the turkey's anus as.
Oh.
And I would always beg my mom to save me the Pope's nose. She saved me the neck and the Pope's nose.
I would this think you could take the neck and fuck the Pope's nose with it if you wanted to. I mean, what can't you fuck these days, right? I mean, that's...
No, this is the thing. You can fuck anything but an ideology. Anything but that. You can fuck holes and orifices and things like that, but not
points of view.
Not in their point. No, because that's precious.
Well, it's interesting because we call it a point of view. It's not a hole of view.
There we go.
It's not a hole of view. It's not a hole of view. It's a point.
I hate to interrupt, but we have someone else on the line who has some sort of objection to Scott's presence.
We're not bumping
here.
Him,
that's
are
not
we?
Fair.
You can't bump him.
Dave?
Am I on the air? Am
yes.
I on the air?
We're on, we have you, Dave. God. Do we have Dave?
Hi. Hi. Is there a way to halt the proceedings just briefly? Thank you.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry. I got an alert. I got a text alert. That Scott was on your show,
yeah,
and was discussing the Kids in the Hall, And that is in violation of Kids in the Hall bylaws.
Wait a minute.
Because Scott knows this. He does not have quorum. You must have at least three members of the Kids in the Hall to create quorum in order to discuss the Kids in the Hall in any context. So, Scott, we're a little and by the way, hi.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. I'm sorry. How do you pronounce your name?
Tim Heidecker.
Yeah. So, Tim, I've been on. I'm trying to fix this. I've been trying to get one of the other Kids in the Hall on a text to give me his proxy so that we could actually form a quorum. But so, until that comes in, I'm afraid neither Scott or I can discuss anything.
Oh, boy. Oh,
wow. Okay. He's a stickler.
I'm just here to show off my standing desk. Look at that. Have you noticed how I'm – look at that.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I would
hey, guys, I have good news.
Okay.
I have Kevin McDonald's proxy.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So we can proceed?
Yeah, we can tell you anything you want about
this. Can you stick around then, Dave, and talk? Or is no, it,
sure, I kind of have to. Even if I don't talk, I have to stick around because otherwise Scott's not allowed to talk.
Did you ever hear about that famous story about Marlon Brando fucking a duck at in a sex club in Morocco?
No, please do tell.
Well, this is a very famous story that Wally Cox used to tell when he wasn't being blown by Marlon Brando. One time they were in Marrakesh and they were going to sex clubs, and they went to a club where you would fuck a duck through its cloaca, which is the combination of vagina and anus. In the moment you were about to orgasm, they cut the duck's head off.
Jesus Christ!
And the spasms would give you an incredible orgasm. And apparently,
but they would shout spoiler alert to the duck first.
Spoiler alert.
I don't think I'd be able to perform.
Oh no, you would. Yeah.
If I knew the duck was going to die,
I'd shrivel right up.
Would you really? But there's people watching, so you might be able to do it.
Can we get Angie Dickinson on the line to confirm this story?
Tom was saying his new impression of Woody Allen is 80-year-old Woody Allen.
Woody, you're going to be at the Cannes Film Festival. You're there with Kate Blanchett. What's the new movie about?
The new movie is about my childhood and growing up in Brooklyn. I could have played baseball for the Yankees, but I decided to focus on comedy instead.
Here's the other thing. An interviewer talking to Woody would be like, you don't like to watch your old movies, isn't that true?
I never watch my own movies. I watch...
Why is that? It's fascinating.
I watch Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein.
Diane Keaton said she would do it, but we can't get any money for it because of all the controversy, you know. I have to do my new film in Dubai. Italy and France and all these places won't have me, you know, because of the controversy.
My
so.
New movie I'm doing on an oil rig in international waters. On a rowboat.
This Amir who's funding it, you know, it's a money laundering.
Dueling Woody Allen's from like prime and present day.
Tell me, you know, how's it going? You know, you just, has your career been terrific?
I tried to go to the Second Avenue Deli, but they went out of business 9 years ago.
I talked to my old self when he's an old guy. It's like, you know, I should jump off a bridge.
Oh my God.
I can't find my clarinet.
I've urinated my pants. Soon ye need to change me.
Where are my file cards and markers?
Where's my old typewriter where I write all my movies?
The ribbon's running out. I can't write anymore.
What do you mean they don't make the ribbon for this typewriter anymore? It's a Remington 2390. Crazy.
Oh, you know what? Actually, we have a special guest, another birthday surprise. So I think he's ready.
Whoa! Oh, look at you.
Tim, hi. Happy birthday. It's so good to see you. I hope you're having a great day. I have so many memories of some really fun times we've had over the years, and I hope that this birthday is as special as all the other ones that you've had. I hope that in the future, you've got some amazing parties coming up. And I want you to know that all your friends love you and appreciate you for everything you've done. I do have one very funny memory. And that is that we were in Italy one time and you had ordered an egg sandwich as a joke. And sure enough, they came out and they brought you an egg sandwich and we laughed for a really long time. But I hope this is one of many wonderful birthdays for you. I'm thinking about you. We're all sending you messages and we think you're the best. And we hope that you come around on tour again, because that's probably one of the top three live shows that I've ever seen. So sending you love, sending you friendship, sending you all the good things and good wishes. And if we end up in some country somewhere and you order one of your egg sandwiches, I hope that they bring it out to you, because that was one of the best laughs that we'd had in a very, very long time. And you continue to be an inspiration, not just as a friend, but as a comedian, probably one of my top three shows that I've ever seen, either live or in concert or even on TV. Definitely one of my top three favorite comedians. I hope that you have more wonderful shows, more wonderful birthdays, and some fantastic times ahead. And don't forget, me and you as travel buddies is probably one of the best things that we could ever do. On a plane, in a rent-a-car. I'd even go on a double bicycle with you. So we're all sending you love, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks, Fred. Are you? Is this live or a video?
I thought so.
Did are you
think
there?
This was a cameo?
Dan, happy birthday, buddy. We're all out here thinking about you. You are number one, and you are so much fun. And no matter where you are, I hope you're having a blast, because you know how to have a blast. You know how to have a good party. Happy birthday, Tim.
Are you? Is this live? Are you there? I think this is a video. Is this a video that he sent in, or it's live?
Happy birthday, Tim. I'm thinking about it.
Happy birthday. Thank you, Fred.
I thought we were taping it. I thought you wanted
us. No, you're live on on Zoom. This is a live. It's like we're having a Zoom call.
Oh well, you can use this tomorrow if you want.
No.
I write just for you, but others hearing this may find things they would argue.